"Gods forbid," a man's voice replied lazily. "It's not an honor I'd want. There's far too much work involved." Bran hung, listening, suddenly afraid to go on. They might glimpse his feet if he tried to swing by. "Don't you see the danger this puts us in?" the woman said. "Robert loves the man like a brother." "Robert can barely stomach his brothers. Not that I blame him. Stannis would be enough to give anyone indigestion." "Oh, don't play the fool. Stannis and Renly are one thing, and Eddard Stark is quite another. Robert will listen to Stark." "Damn them both. I should have insisted that he name you. But I was certain Stark would refuse him." "We ought to count ourselves fortunate," the man said. "The king might easily have named one of his brothers, or even Littlefinger. Gods help us. Give me honourable enemies rather than ambitious ones, and I'll sleep more easily by night." They were talking about father, Bran realized. He wanted to hear more, a few more feet. But they would see him if he swung out in front of the window. "We will have to watch him carefully," the woman said. "I would sooner watch you," the man said. He sounded bored. "Come back here." "Lord Eddard has never taken any interest in anything that happens south of the Neck," the woman said. "Never, I tell you. He means to move against us. Why else would he leave the seat of his power?"